Life's full of questions.
And Christy's curious.
Join her on her journey to learn and grow as she asks the experts.
Help me understand.
Hey, I'm Christy, and I've been married for 20 years now, but I've still got so much to learn, and I'm curious about how to have the best marriage I can. So I'm asking my friends, marriage coaches, Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg. Gary and Barb, can you help me understand, are arguments normal in a marriage? And if they are, how do we fight fair?
Yeah, it's not if, it's when, Christy.
Mm.
We're all going to have differences. Now, Barb, you're always right.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You're always
one
right.
One more time. My ears aren't working.
Yes. But fighting fair is a huge element. And helping couples resolve conflict and experience forgiveness is one of the main things that Barb and I coach couples with. Mm-hmm. And we need to realize that, as our friends at Crew and Weekend Remember say, my mate is not my enemy.
Mm.
And there are times that we will be coaching a couple and say, Satan is the enemy. Your flesh is the enemy. This culture is the enemy. Your mate's not your enemy. So you need to partner together to tackle the issue.
You know, Christy, I think that for us, I mean, even as we have our differences, didn't I say that nicely?
Yeah,
we have conflicts.
When I'm wrong is what you're saying.
And honestly, I have learned to try to put my emotions aside and ask myself a question. How do I want this to look at the end of conflict resolution? Because I can tell you, we've done it all the wrong way at times, but we've learned by those mistakes. So begin with the end in mind and ask yourself, do you want peace and a bridge of love and understanding? Do you want safety that leads to greater trust? Because sometimes we allow these things to get between us and we're not sure what we're fighting about. It could be that I'm triggered about one thing and Gary's triggered about something else. Identify what's the emotion I'm experiencing. Ask your spouse that and then gather enough information to identify what it is that you're really struggling over.
Yeah, and then when we are facing off an issue, our tendency is to put the issue over the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then the relationship becomes negotiable. What we coach couples to do is to put the relationship over the issue. Therefore, the issue, it needs to be talked about and you got to talk it through, get to the other side of it. But the relationship is not negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
And when a man turns to a woman or a woman turns to a man and says, I love you, I'm committed to you, I'm frustrated, but we'll get to the other side of this. You're more important to me than the topic. Everyone breathes.
Yes, absolutely.
Everyone breathes. So fighting fair.
Fighting fair, but one last thing that you've taught so many people, Gary, is my own heart hard.
Yeah. Well, there's a gentleman named Frank Laubach who says, it is my desire to be in intimacy every 60 minutes of the day, because it only takes 15 minutes to harden my heart.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So we can hear a message, listen to worship, listen to a good program on 107.1, any number of things can happen. And boom, just like that, our hearts get hard.
Mm.
And so we all are given to a hardened heart. That's the way we experience our depravity. But God wants us to soften that heart and surrender.
So when you're in your next conflict in marriage, ask yourself, ask the Lord, do I have a hard heart? Because that's no way to resolve a conflict. Soften your heart. Do whatever it takes beforehand. You might have to step out of the room, but make sure you say, I will be back in 10 minutes. Do your own personal work. Ask the Lord to show you where your heart's hard, where you need to let go of fear and trust the Lord for your marriage, and then to agree to work through it together.
Have a topic that has you saying, help me understand?
Send your questions to Christy at life1071.com.